Well, hello everyone. This is Andy, and I have the beautiful Mistress Constance of intelligentfemdom.com on Skype with me today. Hello, Miss Constance.
Hi, Miss Andy.
Hello, how
I am awesome. How are you?
are you? You are awesome. I'm so excited because it's Thursday, and I was watching this old movie this weekend called When Harry Met Sally. Have you seen that?
Yes, but I remember when it wasn't considered an old movie. So, fuck you, Andy. I'm pretty sure I speak for anybody over the age of 40 when I say, fuck you, Andy, at your old movie reference.
Especially this one. And yeah, I guess that's fair enough. Ageism will catch up with me, I'm sure. But that iconic scene where Meg Ryan has the fake orgasm,
Oh yeah.
I love that scene.
Oh yeah. I think millions and millions and millions of people have loved that scene. I just did that the other day for some reason.
Did you?
And I mean I was banging on my desk and everything, but I can't remember who I did it for or why I did it, but I did it.
Oh my goodness. So do you do fake orgasms often?
Maybe.
Maybe. Ooh.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
With my personal life, sexual partners, at least for the last, I'm going to say 20 plus years, I've never had to fake an orgasm because I demand an orgasm.
Hell yeah.
But back in the day, I mean, I know that I've slept with a few guys where I faked an orgasm just to get them to like stop, like, okay, enough.
Off of me, I'm tired.
I'm all hoo, ha, ha, hoo, hoo, ah. Okay,
That
I'm
works
done.
for guy, huh?
Listen, guys are funny like that, if you ask me. They don't care. And I think if you ask guys, I mean, most of our guys are going to say, oh, I want them to have a real orgasm, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, when you're fucking somebody, you don't really care if she's being genuine or not. You're getting off on the noises she makes. And if she's really good at it, she could really truly make you believe she's had an orgasm and you feel all manly and like you have purpose. And then you move on thinking, I'm the man.
Yeah, that's so true. I am right there with you, though. I won't fake an orgasm in my personal life. I'm totally like, I expect an orgasm. So I'm
Right.
not gonna fake it.
Here's the thing about what we do for a living, okay? I tell guys when they say, I want you to have an orgasm with me on the call. Well, it doesn't just happen that way. It's either I'm in the mood or I'm not in the mood. And just because I don't have an orgasm while you're doing something for me or we're doing something together doesn't mean I don't enjoy it. It just means that I just wasn't in that place. So these guys that call and then they're like, I call it come on demand.
Yes, that's exactly right. Come on, demand.
That's unrealistic, dudes. Listen, none of us, because you're like, oh, come for me now, come for me, come for me. That doesn't, how am I supposed to instantaneously come for you? Like, how's that happen? I'm not sitting here edging my dick or anything.
Exactly.
So, I can't come on demand. And if you insist on me coming on demand, this may hurt me. I don't really give a shit. It's a fake orgasm. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like, do you want me to fake orgasm for you?
Right. Like,
It's like, really? You want that?
if you insist on, me having an orgasm on demand, mind you, Then you're probably gonna get a fake one because first of all, I don't do anything on demand. I'm not a puppy dog that like rolls over when you say roll over and come when you say come. You know, it doesn't work like that. That's not to say that I don't have genuine orgasms on calls.
Exactly.
But I think those who have heard me genuinely orgasm on a call know that it was real, you know, that it wasn't fake. And, you know, there was build up to it. There was, you know, I was turned on. I like to tell my guys when I'm super turned on and, you know, I'm breaking out the Hitachi for this part of the call or
Oh
whatever.
yeah, the Hitachi.
Cause I'm not a manually digit myself kind of lady anymore.
You're not.
No. If I masturbate, I'm using the Hitachi or some sort of a vibrator or something.
Okay.
So if you don't hear the
Still kind of in search of the sex toy that I want to use. I haven't found anything I really like yet, so I'm still in search of that, so I'm still kind of using my fingers.
Wow, I can't even imagine. I mean, when I'm with a partner and we're like mutually masturbating and, you know, foreplay and stuff like that, I use my fingers. I mean,
Yeah.
if I broke out the Hitachi in front of a man, it would make him feel really, really bad because the Hitachi makes me come in 30 seconds and no man ever could.
Right.
So, you know, I will, you know, use my fingers or whatever. When I'm self-pleasuring myself, it's the Hitachi or a vibrator. So yeah, those are my go-to things.
Very good. I know I like using the Hitachi on other people, and I have toys I like to use with other people, but a couple weeks ago I used the Hitachi on a girl and she kicked me in
Oh
the
shit.
face. She had never had a sex toy used on her like that before.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, lesson learned. You gotta It was a lot of fun though.
Next time, tie her legs down
Yes,
so that she
yes.
can't kick you.
Right. It's like, okay. It's like, that was a really good orgasm, wasn't it?
Hell yeah, you have the black eye to prove it, Andy.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. So. Well, I want to thank you. Would you like to do a fake orgasm? We could edit this out or whatever. Or
No, I'll do a fake orgasm. I don't care.
okay. You want a fake orgasm? Us out, Miss Constance? You want me to join you?
Yes, join me in the fake orgasming in the
Yeah.
South. And I do want to say this. You know, a lot of guys that call us don't expect us to have orgasms. I'm not necessarily in the frame of mind that every guy I talk to, I'm going to have an orgasm. Because listen, guys, there's days that I can talk to 20 guys in a day. If you honestly think that, you know, I'm going to come on every one of those calls, because a lot of our calls don't involve us sexually. It's more about us, you know, filling a fantasy role and directing the guys.
Exactly.
It's them guys that come, not necessarily me. So I don't want guys to get all up in their feelings, get their panties in a wad, and I don't want fucking emails about this. If you send me an email thinking that I faked an orgasm with you, I'm not going to respond to it, and I'm just putting that out there right now.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. No emails about this, guys. No.
This is just an organic conversation. We're being 100% real and honest. And, you know, those I've had orgasms with know who they are and they know that they were real.
Yes.
And anytime a man, you guys, anytime you think you can coerce an orgasm, demand an orgasm from the lady that you're with physically or on the phone, you are a little bit delusional thinking that that's how it works for women. You should know better.
Right, exactly. Do I
We,
get an amen?
amen, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Preach it. Preach it. Won't he do
That's right.
it?
That's right. It's like, really? You want me to fake orgasm for you? It seems so unnatural for me because I am someone that has always stuck to that where you just don't do that. It's like you don't fake orgasm. But I can understand you sometimes when people do that because it's you just want them to get off. It's like, get off of me. But it's like, it's funny.
But no more. Those days are long gone.
Yes, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. And then I feel sorry for women that have never had an orgasm.
Oh my God, I don't even know what's wrong with these women. Buy
Yeah.
a vibrator. You know, to the women of the world out there, how can you expect a man to please you and give you an orgasm if you don't even know what it is that you need to be done to you to do it? So,
Exactly.
give yourself a million orgasms, and you'll be able to teach a guy exactly what to do and how to do it.
Right. And
Women.
everybody's different. What would give you an orgasm might not give me an orgasm right away, and vice versa. So,
Exactly. But you know what your body likes, and I know what my body likes.
exactly. I sure do.
We do it all the time.
Exactly. It's like, yes.
Right there. Oh. All right, let's do our little fake orgasm and see if the boys get a little boner for
Oh, you know they're gonna
us.
get a boner for us.
So, let's see. How do we start? See, this is so awkward. Like, how do you start a fake orgasm? Like, from a vanilla, you know, we're having a conversation. It's not really vanilla, but we're having a conversation, and then all of a sudden, come for me.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was thinking also, it's like orgasms, I'm not always real noisy. And when I watch porn, you see those women, like, he didn't even stick her dick in her, and she's, like screaming, oh, yes, that's it. And it's like, he didn't even put his dick inside you yet. It's like, I can't stand that. It's just like, guys, don't expect that, Builds up. It's like a wave. It's just, I don't know. But how do you fake an orgasm?
For the record, I am a noisy comer.
You are?
I
I
like
can
to
be
announce
too.
it, but I also do this, I get super quiet while I'm built that. Okay, so as a woman, I don't know if this happens for you. I just know it happens for me. So as I'm feeling that orgasm building and building and building, I tend to go super quiet.
I can too.
And I focus on my breathing and what's happening with my body, right? And then at that moment of orgasm, I'm all, oh, fuck, I'm coming.
Oh. Sexy. Very
I
sexy.
did my fake orgasm. Now you do yours.
Oh, okay. It's like, okay, my fake orgasm. I think I'll take a page from Meg Ryan there for a little bit because, and I tend to make poor noises when I smell things I really like too, which is kind of funny. And I don't realize I do it,
So
but.
you're at the bakery smelling a chocolate cake going, oh,
Yeah, almost. It's
oh.
funny. I'll get the most dirtiest looks, and I'm like, and whoever's with me or my boyfriend Steve, he'll be like, "You're making noises again." Or like, if I'm enjoying a meal, I'll be like,
I do that when I eat something yummy. I'm like, oh,
Yeah. Oh, this is so good. So you do that too. I love it.
Yes.
I think that's. I think that just speaks to our very sensual nature. So, my fake orgasm, let's see. All right. Forget about it, guys. I'm not doing it.
That's right. We're on a no fake orgasm roll here. We're not doing it.
Yeah, no fake orgasms.
You want the real deal? You take some time. You work us up.
Right.
Get us in the mood.
Amen.
Well, Miss Andy, this was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Constance. And it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.